Good morning, everybody. From live here from Chick-fil-A is a high school playbook on Interstate Drive. It's a chilly morning here in the Upper Cumberland. We are going to recap some of the high school basketball games from around the area. As you could probably tell really quickly, I am not Larry Stone. Larry is a little under the weather, so he scraped the bottom of the barrel to find a... All right, so last night we had the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes beat the Jackson County Blue Devils 70-24. Clark Range improves to 21-2 on the season, 10-0 in district play. With that, Clark Range, Kaylee Monday, led the Lady Buffaloes in scoring with 16 points. And if you've not seen the Clark Range girls play this year, you need to make a point to go do that. They play Stone Memorial tonight at home in Fentress County. Stone Memorial is ranked number 7 in 3A basketball in the state. Clark Range is ranked number 2 in 1A basketball in the state. It's going to be a great matchup. And the Monday Twins, if you've not seen them play, they're a lot of fun to watch. They're both really small, short in stature, but they play absolute lights out. They're like, just a Vietnam in a can. They are full blast, gas pedal all the way down all night. They really push the tempo all night. They're a lot of fun to watch play. The next game from last night, Cookeville went on the road and beat Warren County 57-44. Katie Dunaway led the Lady Cavs in points with 23. Beth Vaughn scored 14 for Warren County. It was a note that K.K. Grace for Cookeville did not score a single point last night. She's the Lady Cavs' best player. She was a little under the weather, but she toughed it out anyway, but did not score a point. But nonetheless, the Lady Cavs were able to pull off that win. They improved to 16-5 on the year, 2-1 on the season. Warren County falls to 2-19 and 0-4 on the year. In Spencer, Van Buren County was able to get a big win against Bledsoe County, one of their biggest rivals, 67-44. Emily Allen and Emma Scoggins each scored 15 points for the Eaglettes. The Upperman Bees rebounded last night with a 53-44 win in Livingston Academy. Upperman improves to 19-3 on the year, 7-1 overall in district play. Livingston falls to 12-11 and 4-4 on the season. Upperman took a tough loss on Tuesday night at Macon County to the number one ranked team in the state in 2A basketball. Upperman was ranked number two. That may change a little bit this coming week. Continuing on the girls, White County girls lost a tough game to Ray County last night, 45-56. Gracie Dodgen led Warren County in White County in points with 13. Then we move on to DeKalb County in York. York Institute got a big win over DeKalb County, 57-48, improving their record to 14-6 and 6-2 overall in district play. DeKalb County falls to 10-11 and 3-5. Haley Johnson led York with 18 points, and then for DeKalb County, Katie Farrell also had 18 points. Last night, Clay County traveled to Monterey to get a district win, 70-52 over the Wildcats. The win improves Clay County to 14-8 on the year, 8-2 in district play, and the loss drops Monterey to 14-8 and 0-9 in district play. Bailey Burchett for Clay County led all scorers with 28 points, and Faith Walker added 17 for Monterey herself. Now we're going to move to the boys' scoreboard. Clark Range got a much-needed win over Jackson County last night in Fentress County, snapped a 7-game losing streak. The Clark Range Buffaloes defeat Jackson County 57-33. Nate Hall led all scorers for Clark Range with 17 points, and Eli Burris added 15 of his own. Clay County and Monterey, probably the biggest game in the area last night. Clay County had actually beat Monterey 6 straight times. Monterey had not beat Clay since the middle of January in 2018, but the Monterey Wildcats were able to pull off a win 74-68 at home in Monterey to improve their record to 18-4 and 7-2 on the year. Clay County is ranked the number two team in the state in 2A basketball, with their record falling now to 19-3 and 8-2. Monterey came into that game last night ranked the ninth-ranked team in 1A basketball as well. Peyton West had a monster night last night with 32 points, and Grant Strong led Clay County in points with 24. Cookeville traveled to Warren County and took a tough 15-point loss on the road to the Pioneers. Warren County improves their record to 12-10 and 2-2 on the season, with Cookeville's record falling to 9-12 and 0-3. Irving Espinoza scored a game-high 28 points, and our guy sitting in here with us right now, C.J. Taylor, added 27 big points for the Pioneers. Braden Brown scored 19 for Cookeville in the loss. Pickett County had a big win last night against Charlesdale County, 68-55, with Zach Eminette scoring 34 huge points. Zach went 8 of 9 from 3 for the game, and his brother Will also hit 3 threes. The Eminette brothers actually combined for 47 of Pickett County's 68 points last night. Van Buren County boys, who will be joining us a little later, got a win against arch rival Bledsoe County, 69-61. Jacob Guy scored 21 points in that contest. Upperman got a one-point win over Livingston Academy on the road, improving their record to 19-2, 8-0 in the district. And Livingston drops to 9-14 and 2-6. Upperman was able to get a 50-49 win with 13 points from Jace McWilliams, and then probably one of the best pure scorers in the region around here in the Upper Cumberland, Matthew Sells for Livingston, scored 28 points. White County went on the road to Ray County and got a 78-41 win, improving their record to 17-5 and 3-0 in district play. And then the York boys picked up their 15th win of the year, beating the DeKalb County Tigers 61-43. And that is your wrap-up from the scoreboard from last evening. We will have the Monterey boys head coach Adam West on with us here in the next segment. Welcome back here to the High School Notebook, built by Mountain Mar Builders, here live from Chick-fil-A in Cookeville on Interstate Drive. Again, I am not Larry Stone, as it would have taken you 2 or 3 seconds to understand that. Larry is a little under the weather, so he had to scrape the bottom of the barrel there at StoneCom to find someone to replace him, and he found me. I'm Justin Matheny, Director of Sports there at UC Sports Nation. We are on live here with Coach Adam West of the Monterey High School boys basketball team. And Coach West, I've just been told I have a little stat correction here about your recent Clay County records.
Well, yeah, a little bit there. We were a little upset there. You said we were 0-6, and you know, anytime we get a win against Clay County and Coach Edwards, those guys do such a great job. We were fortunate enough in 2018 to get a region championship win against those guys, and it was a battle that was really a great game to be a part of in those years. And a lot of similarities to the battle last night that we had to play against those guys.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. First off, let me apologize for having your record wrong there. No offense to that. That's just an oversight on my part. But speaking of a battle last night, you and Clay, it seems like every time y'all have matched up here over the past few years, like you said, been a battle. How did that game play out there in Monterey?
Well, you know, we played them over there earlier in the year, and this is really kind of what you kind of measure yourself based upon those games as you see them time in and time out. And Coach Edwards, and I was telling my wife this last night, I said, you know, he does a great job of just teaching toughness in his team, and those guys play really hard, and they battle. And over there, they just wore us out on the rebounds and in physicality. I thought it just really hurt us over there. So we really wanted to play a little better in that aspect of it last night, and I thought we did. We rebounded much better last night and did a little bit better job there. And, of course, you know, we made some shots, so that obviously made it there. But really, the things that were so bad at their place for us, not percentage-wise, we shot a lot better than we did over there. But physicality around the rim and the things that they do normally night in, night out, we did a better job with last night.
And speaking of physicality, we just saw Jake Ashlock walk right by here. He's a big kid. He played quarterback for their football team. Then they also have Grant Strong, who's a tall, lanky kid. It's going to be hard for a lot of teams around here to match up with that size, but y'all were able to do that last night.
Well, we just battled. I don't know that. I mean, their size is pretty significant when you look at the teams. But our guys, you know, battled for rebounds and chased things down. And we were always trying to get in position to where if they drove the ball, we were going to have an opportunity to draw a charge. And we did got a couple of those. And just the things that we try to even the playing field as much as we can, because there's certain things we really don't know that we can right now. But we're not the same team that we've been in the past as far as size goes. But these guys that I've got are scrappers, and they play hard, and they really get after to get after you sometimes. Last night was probably as good a defensive game as we've had this season.
And speaking of your guys being kind of scrappers and tough, we've got Kevin Borjas here. He's a big kid, thick kid, physical. And watching some of the highlights last night, he was able to get some second chance points there. And anytime you can get an extra possession there on the offensive side, it's huge for your team.
Yeah, Kevin gave us good minutes last night, played well. Fortunate for us, he wasn't in foul trouble. We've had some issues with that, but last night I thought we kept him in there, and we tried to keep him fresh down the stretch in different resting points. But big force. He's been our guy that we've kind of put on, been our defensive guy that we tried to match up, you know, the best offensive players night in, night out in some cases when it allows. And so last night obviously was big for him to play well.
And you talked about your defense, and we know your offense can score just about anybody. You can go out and put up 80, almost 90 points any given night, but really for you guys to make a run here in the postseason when it counts, your defense is going to have to carry you.
Well, that's the thing that can't be let down every night. Offense is going to have nights, and we've had some nights where we haven't shot it as well as we like and, you know, managed to squeak away with a win, but we definitely have to be able to guard down the stretch and equalize that part of it so that if our offense is ever struggling, that we can come up with some stops and be able to still get a win.
Coach, we had someone there doing highlights last night at your game against Clay County, and watching those, it seemed like the dribble drive penetration and some kickouts was working well for you. You know, Peyton had a huge night being able to get inside and get some layups and some shots in the paint, but then he was also able to kick it out a few times and find people open. Was that kind of the game plan against Clay County?
Well, definitely. We want to make sure that we can get those guys in space and make them guard. And, of course, they're going to put a lot of attention on him. And so our other guys, we were trying to get them out where they could make some plays. And, you know, thank goodness they did last night. And by the way, man, those highlights are fantastic. Y'all are doing a great job on that stuff. I really like it. I actually watched those this morning. And that's what I was telling Peyton. I said it showed – of course, first time I saw it, I thought, well, everything that looks like it's just us. We're just everything we do is good. I said, I don't know if they didn't put any of our backflips in there, so that's like glamour shots for basketball players. But we were trying to space them out as much as we could, force them to play in space, and you know, fortunate for us, like I said, you know, Billings hit some shots, CJ hit some shots, and you know, Kevin got a couple of dump offs to Noah, and you know, just made plays around him, and that's allowing him to create for them, and you know. Part of why, and whether he's my own son or not, part of why he's important for us is because he really assists the ball well to our teammates when they're open.
Coach, what's something that is going to be just crucial, and it may be your defense, and you've already answered that, but for you guys to make that run here later in the year to get to where you want to be into the state tournament?
Well, defense is definitely – I mean, that has to be a priority. Rebounding has to be a priority. And for us, one more thing we've got to fix, and I know people that have come – some of the games we've lost, you know, of our four losses, two of them were just bad free-throw shooting games. And we've got some ideas to fix that, and we're coming closer to where we need to be with that, but we still got some things we need to get better at there. And so those three things will be important for us down the stretch, obviously being able to score the ball, but – that'll play out as it plays out. But those three other things are things that have to play out the right way and to win those games down the stretch.
Coach, if you were to just to have moved to the Putnam County of the Upper Cumberland area, you would think Monterey is a perennial state team. And they have been for the past few years, but it's not always been that way. And that's got to be a testament to you and the program you've built there and some of the changes that's gone on with your JV team and some of the summer ball you guys play. Just talk about the progression of growing what is now Monterey basketball into a competitor each and every year at the state level.
Well, I think that's part of it. But you know what? It's not just that. It's the culture of everything that's changed. Like this whole culture of basketball's changed from what used to be a 2-3 month sport to now it's a year long, trying to get a day off, go play AAU travel ball, get in the gym, and now kids got trainers. They do all these things, and that's where the testament, not just for me, that's where we've kind of these kids that we've got in this program have bought in, and I wish I could just sit here and tell you stories about kids, you know, going playing AU with a travel team and being in, you know, Atlanta, wherever it's at, going to play our to a trainer here locally, you know, a couple nights a week, putting in gym time, putting in their own personal time and goal setting. Those are the things that's created our program where it's at, and it's put a level that's kind of nice for us to be competitive, which we wanted to be. But as we've gone along, that's how it's happened. I mean, I know that, yeah, everybody said, well, Coach West, when I first started, it kind of, you know, the evolution of the program changed. But once you get to a certain level and everything becomes competitive around you, then other guys want to bring their stuff to that level. It's just the nature of the business, you know. So what that strong stuff, you know, the survival of the fittest, I guess. And so we're at that point where guys want to work hard and put time in on their game, and that's how they get better. And that's I like I said, I could sit and tell you stories about every kid that's on this team now, kids in the past, and that's how it's happened.
And coach, as an old retired coach myself, I think of when I was sitting there with my guys there at Tech. Everybody practices, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, 7 days a week, whatever it is. Everybody lifts weights. It's what are you willing to do on your own time to sacrifice and make yourself better? And you hit on that with trainers. And then, you know, everybody plays AAU ball. So just how important is self-development here for some of your guys?
Well, it's obviously important for our guys, you know, as far as they've got. This is where they enabled them to compete at the level that we're in, because these other schools were, when I came in, they were basketball-only schools. They were basketball-only. So now that we've gotten to this point, we've got all these guys that have tried to equal the playing field. And, you know, and as you said, I had a parent say this a couple years ago and said, you know, said, my kid's going to be there every day for the 2 hours. He said, but what can he do outside of that? And that's it. And I hate to say that, but, you know, it'd be awesome to say, well, coach made them better in 2 hours.
Yeah.
No, that's not the way it works. And if you look at there's a book called Outliers, and in that book it talks about kids, what makes an exceptional of anything. And it's a great book for people to read, parents to read if you want to read about it. But what makes somebody exceptional, you know, it's and they call it's magical 10,000 hour rule. I don't know if that's exactly the case for everybody, but it is an interesting book, and it kind of gave me a good perspective. And Doc Odom at Tech actually recommended that book, so I'm going to give him a little shout out for that one.
Coach, we've got 5 guys here with us. So who do we all have here from Monterey today?
Well, we have, we got Cody Allen, one of our seniors. We got Silas Randolph, a sophomore. We got Noah Sailors, another senior. We got Kevin Borhaus, another one of my seniors. And we got Peyton West, another senior.
All right, if you don't mind to hand that mic here to Peyton. Peyton, you had a huge night last night at Clay County. Just, were you feeling it early, or how did that game unfold for you?
No, I just shot good, man. Just one of those nights.
Yeah, so when you're just shooting good, is that something you feel in warm-ups, or is it something you get going kind of in the first few minutes of the game where you're like, oh, I'm feeling it, I'm going to fill it up tonight?
Probably not in warm-ups, because there's been games where I've shot really good in warm-ups and not shot well, but I don't know, it just kind of happens. It just happens on release.
Now, something when I was playing basketball, if I was shooting really good in warm-ups, I was like, oh, I need to chill out. I need to save some of these for the game. When you're warming up, if you're ripping the net, are you like, hey, I need to pull back, or do you just keep letting them fly?
No, I make sure they give me more rebounds and I keep my change.
Awesome. If you'll pass that there to Kevin. Kevin, man, I watching the game last night, you had some big second chance points. You were able to even get a rebound and maybe kick it out for an open three. What about you? What about your game do you tailor to the physicality? Because I know you like to get in there and bang and mix it up.
I just like being physical. I know my role in the team, defensive player, get rebounds, get Peyton the ball, get our guards the ball. Just overall, just know my role and just know I have to be a physical player down there.
So my game, I'm obviously not as tall as you were, but very similar to you. I got in there and was kind of the enforcer. If it got a little rough, tried to mix it up a little bit, but is that kind of, you take that role of being like that kind of Dennis Rodman personality?
Yes, sir, I take that role. I let them know I'm there, why I'm there,
yeah,
and how I got there.
Yeah, sure. So in last night's game, Jake Ashlock's a big player for Clay County. They've got Grant Strong. I'm sure it got chippy or chirpy a little bit. I'm sure you guys got after it. Do you like going against a player like that who's going to challenge you physically and maybe try to get in your head some?
Yeah, I like it because it's very hard to get into my head. Jake is a great player, very physical. I mean, Grant tried to get physical here and there, but he's very small compared to me. So,
Silas, you're the only sophomore in this bunch up here with seniors. How does it make you feel to be included with this group?
I feel honored. It's really fun to play with them. They help me a lot out there, and they help me out there a lot.
So, and noticing when I talk to Coach West, you know, at least once every few weeks, and we're always in constant communication. you and Kevin kind of live down there on the block and try to gobble up a bunch of rebounds. How important is rebounding to your game?
Rebounds very important because I'm not the tallest on the floor, but I like to be physical like Kevin, and we like to get the rebounds.
So how do you combat some of that, your height, lack of height, and getting those rebounds? Because down there in the paint, being taller is obviously an advantage, but it's not the end-all, be-all.
Well, I played with a bunch of my older brothers when I was younger, and they got me really physical, so I think it helps me out there on the court.
And your physicality, is that something in a game where maybe the refs are calling it a little more ticky-tacky and not letting you be physical? Does that bother you, and how do you adapt to that?
Well, you just have to live with it, and you can't let it get to your head.
Yeah, and now, Cody, you are a senior now, and does it feel like you should be a senior here at Monterey High School?
No, sir.
What do you remember here about one of your first practices there at Monterey? I know it's 4 years ago, but from and when you answer that, we'll go to the practice and now.
Well, I transferred from Cookeville freshman year, so I started Monterey as sophomore. And then I was ineligible, so I couldn't play varsity, but I could play JV in practice. So it was just different.
Yeah, and how was that year that you spent off just having to practice and only play JV? How were you able to work on your game?
The JV games helped, and then practice. And then it was just a cool experience being on the team.
And I know as a competitor, that's got to be tough to sit there and want to be out there more than anything, but just kind of have to sit back and watch for that year. How were you able to grow?
I mean, I just worked on my game a lot, went to the open gyms, and just practiced since I couldn't play.
And in that time that you were off, were you just really trying to bring it hard, to the guys who were playing on varsity to make them better?
I mean, yeah, the sophomore year we went to state, so practices helped a lot.
So you had to be a big part of that, being able to get after them and help prepare them for the games on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
So, Noah, you. What's going on, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Noah, I kind of just asked him as well.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you to just comprehend that this is your senior season?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy to think about.
Yeah. What is something that you will kind of always cherish about your time here at Monterey Basketball with Coach West?
Definitely the players. I think we have a very strong bond together where we all get along very well. So not being able to see them every day during practice is definitely going to be tough.
Let me ask you, this is going to be a tough question to ask right here about Coach, but what's something that you're not going to miss about basketball? Like, I hated running suicides. Like, I don't miss that at all.
Gosh, that's tough. Let me think. I don't know. I really can't think of anything off the top of my head. I love this team. It's
right answer.
Yeah.
Coach West is saying right answer there if you didn't hear it. So in your eyes, for this team to be successful, like I talked to Coach West earlier, Monterey has become a perennial state team with you guys as seniors, and you've been a part of that every year. And you've to take it to the next level, to advance further and deeper into the state, what is it going to take for you guys to do that in your eyes?
It's going to be us playing defense. I think whenever we're sharp on the defensive end, I think nobody can beat us. So.
And you specifically, what's your strongest part of your game?
I'd say free throws would probably be right now, free throws, or sitting in the short corner, flashing whenever I see an opening, getting quick, easy layups probably.
And getting to the free throw line can really be the difference in some of these close games. How do you try to take advantage of that here?
Probably just attack the rim, get fouls. That's probably.
I got you. So we'll hand it back to Peyton. My fault. So Peyton here as the point guard and kind of as the quarterback of this team, if you're not shooting well, you can still affect the game in a lot of ways. You're not going to be hot every night. So when the shot's not falling like it was last night, how do you try to affect the game in other ways?
I try to look for others a little bit more. I mean, I'm looking for them anyways, but if somebody else is shooting well, I usually try to get them, more shots than usual.
Awesome. Coach West, thank you so much for bringing yourself and these guys up here tonight. We really appreciate having y'all, and wish you guys nothing but the best of luck here with the rest of your season.
I appreciate y'all having us, and I appreciate all the support.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Good morning, and welcome back here to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, live from Chick-fil-A here on Interstate Drive in Cookeville, Tennessee. Again, I am not Larry Stone. I'm Justin Matheny. Larry's a little under the weather, so Like I said earlier, he scraped the bottom of the barrel here at Stonecombe to find a replacement. We've got Coach Sullivan here with the Van Buren County boys joining us. They got a big win last night over Bledsoe County. Coach, how did that game go?
It was nip and tuck for a while. We did lead throughout. They cut it back down late. We had built it up to about 20 or 21, and then everybody subbed, and they cut it back down to 8 at the end of the game. So we, by the end of the fourth quarter, maybe midway the fourth quarter, had built a cushion. So probably one of the most thorough games we've played as far as on both ends of the floor, probably the best all-around game we've played.
And you can't see it on the radio, obviously, but Coach Sullivan was really disappointed that Larry wasn't here. And he was
not at all.
He was going to have to talk to me for the second time this week. But
not at all.
But, Coach, we did talk about this earlier in the week, and you're healthy. And you took a lot of injuries there early in the year, and you're back. You're playing about 8 or 9 guys, and 9 of those guys scored last night. So just how has this health helped you here later after Christmas?
I'm definitely hoping that it's helping us to maybe peak at the right time. We lost 2 starters in the first 2 games of the year, 1 up until after Christmas. So that definitely, I think, probably hindered our development, you know, and our ability to kind of compete early on, but we are healthy now, and we're hopefully finding a groove as we get ready to hit the stretch run.
And speaking of that stretch run here, 6-13 overall, but a good portion of those losses were before Christmas when you weren't healthy. But you're now 3-0 in your district. Just how important is that, especially picking up a win on the road at South Pittsburgh earlier this week?
South Pitt's very athletic. They've got they didn't lose anybody from last year. They've picked up some of their very athletic football players that have decided to play basketball, and they're going to be tough the rest of the way. So winning at their place was big in the district. Of course, our district's not as tough and as rough as Monterey and Clayside and Gordesville and all those guys, but you know, it's really important to have that one seed and going into the tournament and trying to host and get the best draw you can going into the region.
And you've got a handful of guys here, but two of your guys that really stand out each and every night in your box score and your score sheet you send to us are Austin Hodges and Jacob Guy. They're really playing well for you right now. Obviously, Austin, we talked about him hitting 10 threes in a game, and then Jacob turned around and had 21 points last night.
Jacob's been with us from the beginning. You know, since he was a freshman, Austin just came back last year and set the year out. But, you know, Jacob is, and I think I told you this the other day, you know, as good a kid as you could hope to have in your program. You know, he just announced yesterday that he was one of our valedictorians, you know, unanimous by his teammates as the leader. They all know that, you know, that he has the locker room. And it's a locker room that that I'm glad that he's able to control, because I trust his leadership ability throughout, not to mention the fact that he's a really good basketball player, you know. Yeah, it does. Austin is a tremendous shooter and scorer. You know, I've been pretty hard on him about some other parts of his game, but he's been responsive throughout and tried to improve those areas. But he definitely adds another dynamic, because he literally can shoot it from anywhere inside of the half court line.
and that really puts a stress on a defense when they know they have to pick up somebody as soon as they cross the half court line.
Most definitely. And you know, it's really not an exaggeration. I mean, you know, and I tell people, you know, that I, you know, this is my 17th year, and he is as good as anybody that I've ever coached, just purely shooting the basketball. And it you know, He can shoot it from way beyond the arc, and they definitely have to respect that.
Well, Coach, since I've been doing this here starting in July, I've been to 15, 17 schools around here in the Upper Cumberland, and the day before y'all got out, before Christmas break, Coach Sullivan has worn my favorite outfit of anybody so far. So, first off, I want to try to paint a picture real quick. It's a red, velvety the only way I know to how to describe it is like a pimp suit looking thing with a big Santa Claus picture on the back. It's my favorite outfit.
Well, that's exactly how some of the teachers at school described it. You know, they said I needed a gold chain. You know, maybe the kind of a Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you know the guys, and this is one of Austin's things that he got this big idea to have a Christmas sweater deal. And so we had to go look for a Christmas sweater because he wanted the coaches to do it too. And my wife found this warm-up outfit that you just described.
Yeah,
she said, you have to coach in this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's turned out to be a big hit. So,
well,
yeah, we'll leave it at that. If people want to go try to find the picture, they can.
Well, I'm going to expound upon that just a little bit. Not only did you wear it to school, you coached a game on the sideline in this.
I did. It was comfortable.
Yeah.
It was comfortable, at least.
So, I want to start off here with Jacob. Jacob, you had a big night against probably one of your biggest rivals last night in Bledsoe County. Scored a game-high 21 points. What was working well there last night?
Just attacking the cup, honestly. Like, my three-point shot, it was struggling, has been a little bit. But I was just attacking the rim, trying to score inside. If not, kick it out.
All right, Jacob, don't be afraid to talk good about yourself right here. But in talking to Coach earlier in the week, he talked about in the game where Austin hit 10 threes.
Yes, sir.
That you had hit 9 last year.
Yes, sir.
And you're sitting here telling Coach, hey, man, put him back in the game. Let him break the record. If that would have been my record, I'd have been like, heck no. Keep his butt on the bench over here. Just
no.
About your character, is that just who you are?
I would like to say so, yes.
Yeah. And how does that help you kind of lead this team where it's easy to talk the talk? It's easy to say the things, but it's hard to do. How does that help you kind of be a leader as a senior?
Well, considering last year that we lost 8 seniors, like somebody has to step up and got to do the work and just try to be there for all my teammates and push them to be better.
Absolutely. So, Austin, when you're in that game, I believe it was against Whitwell, right? And,
yeah.
And you hit 4 threes in the first quarter. Were you just feeling it? Like, were you like, did you wake up that morning like, man, I'm gonna let it fly today?
Yeah, I had a feeling that, you know, I was going to do good in that game. As soon as I started hitting them threes, I was like, yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Or do you just feel that every way? Do you wake up and like, hey, bucket's mine today. You're just going to light it up?
Yeah.
So Coach said that he's kind of had to get on you about some other parts of your game that's not shooting. How can you not let your shooting affect you playing defense, you rebounding the ball? How can you push through a bad shooting day?
I just got to keep my mind in the game. You know, sometimes I get a little upset. You know, put me to the side and tell me, keep your head up, let's play. So I try and do my best, keep my head in the game. You know, if it takes me to go and post up in the post and score there, you know, I'll try and do what I can.
And as a shooter who has in the gym range, when it's not falling early, is it important for you to get on the block or just see one go through the basket?
Yeah.
Steven, how – I believe you scored 10 last night or maybe early in the week. It started to see your name come up a little more as we're going scoring-wise here. How can you affect the game that's just not scoring, though?
Well, you know, I'm here to rebound and, you know, keep my team up and play defense. And you know, just that's just my job on the team. I mean, scoring, I don't – it's not big for me. I ain't always been big for scoring. I've always been big for rebounding and defensive.
And how do you feel like that effect can affect the team positively when you get a big rebound that maybe leads to a basket?
Just gets our bench hype and it makes us hype and our fans get up and cheer for us and it just makes us all get into the game a lot more.
All right, we'll ask Brad here a question. So you're 3-0 here in district play.
Yes, sir.
What is the key to continuing and to finish out this season undefeated in district play? Because getting a first-round game at your place is huge.
Just being consistent overall, always putting up numbers and always taking care of the boards. If we can take care on defense, I think our offense will take care of itself. But we always have to come in mentally secure on defense and keeping up boards and steals, whatever we have to do. So.
And this is kind of a no-duh question, but just how important is rebounding, not just on defense but on offense, just being able to create a couple extra possessions when you can get it to guys like Austin and Jacob who can, you know, if they get a second chance to score, are probably going to put it in the hoop.
Oh, absolutely. Second points are huge, especially when you're undersized or something like that. They just come in very handily. So anytime you can get Austin Hodges or Jacob Guy another chance at a bucket, it's huge. And same thing on defense. If you can keep the other team from having multiple opportunities to score, it just helps us out tremendously.
And what's the strongest part of your game here?
Defense, on the ball, pressure, trying to keep whoever is in front of me from scoring, eliminating them to try to make it, honestly, like he's out of the picture.
If you'll pass that back to Jacob. Jacob, what's the mark you want to be remembered by on this team? When your playing time's over, whenever that is, just the younger kids on the team, what do you want to be remembered by from them?
I want to be remembered as a good leader, like especially for all the younger guys, you know, teaching them how to play the game and how to play the game correctly, and just like accolades don't really matter as far as that goes. Just I want them to remember me as a good player, but also as a good leader.
Awesome. Coach Sullivan, I just want to thank you guys for coming up today. Again, sorry you're disappointed that you're here with me and Larry's not here, but really glad to have y'all up. And, you know, you're 3-0 in the district. Hope you guys can continue to win those games and we can host a game here in Van Buren County.
Yeah, that would be great, you know. And just to expand before we leave, if that's okay,
yes,
know, I mean, I know a lot of times, you know, the scorebook, you know, you get to see Austin's name a lot. You get to see Lefty's name a lot. But I think it's important for the kids to understand that the other side of the scorebook a lot of times is impacted by Stephen England, by Brad Burke, and the fact that, you know, every night we take the top two scores from the other team, and that's who they draw to start the game. So, you know, like last night, Bledsoe County had two kids averaging 14 or 15 a game. We held them to about 14 combined, you know. And by we, that's who they had when they were in the game the whole time. So, you know, sometimes our side of the scorebook, you know, you see certain names, but it's important to know the other side of the scorebook and who impacted that, you know. And even the younger kids have to understand, you know, hey, I can impact the game even if I'm not scoring the basketball, you know. And, you know, just to finish, you know, thank you for everything that you do. I know you said we've cut up a little bit about Larry not being here, but, you know, since you took over in July, you know, I have heard from you repeatedly,
probably more than you'd like to.
I get a text every night to remind me about the box scores, and no, like from a small town, and you know, where we could get looked over and stuff, and I'm sure Monterey and the other guys feel the same way, that I greatly appreciate the fact that you have been so visible and so helpful in helping, you know, making sure that the kids get what they deserve as far as recognition.
Absolutely, Coach, I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of your season.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We're live here from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville, Tennessee. We're going to visit with Coach Matt Walker and the Clay County girls after back-to-back losses to Pickett and Make It County this week. The Lady Bulldogs of Clay County have rattled off three straight wins. Coach Walker, what's been the key to your team's success over these past three games?
I think our defense. We've really guarded some teams over the last little stretch, so definitely our defense.
So it seems like your girls have also really answered or responded well to the Pickett County loss a few weeks ago. Have you seen a difference in their mentality or in their approach to the game since then?
I think so. You know, we're just struggling to find some consistency right now. But I've told the girls over a course of a 30-game season, every team's going to have two or three games they play well. In two or three games, they probably play over their heads. And then the rest is kind of what you are. And like I said, we're just trying to find some consistency.
Is that something that's kind of – you have to preach a lot to a younger team about, you know, just kind of putting the bad ones behind you?
Definitely. You know, it's definitely more so younger teams. It's harder to be consistent. But we're still trying to find some leaders and trying to develop some consistency. But overall, I like our direction.
How much tougher is your defense when you're able to limit teams to just one shot?
Oh, that's huge. You know, we're pretty undersized, so we depend definitely on our rebound. And Rachel Copas, you know, she's been – either our leading rebounder or second leading rebounder just about all year from the point guard spot. So that's pretty huge for us as well.
But it helps when you've got a leader at point guard that is able to keep the ball moving, right?
Yeah, Rachel's playing really well right now. Her scoring's not been there the last couple games, but it'll come. It just depends on how teams guard her. You know, some teams are going to try to take Rachel away, and some teams are going to let Rachel go crazy. So, but Rachel's a good player, and she's making plays even if it's not scoring.
What is it that has made your girls buy into your system so much?
We work on it every day. You know, work on defensive fundamentals, close out, slide, box out. It's just stuff that we work on every day. And the kids know that if they're going to go on the floor, they have to play defense.
So I mentioned earlier kind of a turnover field game. I think the teams combined for almost 50 turnovers last night.
Yeah.
How do you kind of get your players more in sync and cut down on those?
Just practice and stress and value in the ball. We had a really big problem with turnovers early in the season up until about Christmas. And then since Christmas, you know, we've really, really stressed it throughout the year. And it's been a lot better since Christmas particularly. And, you know, last night it kind of crept up again. So we got to touch back on that in practice.
Briley is someone I want to talk about a little bit more before we move on, just because, you know, I don't know that there's a freshman in the Upper Cumberland that we cover. I don't know that there's a freshman that has played as well as she has, because she's a freshman. She's playing in the post. She's already had a 30-10 game. She's had multiple double-doubles.
Yeah.
You've got to love what you're seeing out of a freshman, and that's got to be a sign of greater things to come when she's, say, a junior.
Oh, yeah. Her game still got plenty of room to go. You know, she's got a lot of skills that haven't been explored a whole lot yet. You know, she can shoot the three-pointer. She can handle the ball. She can play on the perimeter. Every game, I'm going to move her to the perimeter a little bit more, but, man, it's just so hard to move her all that post where she's so good. But I think as her career goes, you'll see her play on the perimeter a little bit. You'll see her handle the ball versus the press a little bit. Last night, we kind of used her to ice the game. She had a big post player on her, so we brought her out and had her handle. We tried to give her a chance to go one-on-one with a post player on her against Red Bull and Springs, the game on the line. So she's definitely got a lot more growing to do, and that's kind of scary.
So Lauren is another player I know you're really, really high on just because of the potential she brings off the bench. I know last night's probably not the best indicator for the offense as a whole, but do you still see her as that most reliable threat off the bench?
Lauren's a really, really talented player, and she's not even scratched her potential yet. You know, she has the potential to be a double-double machine. Right now, I think she just needs confidence on the offensive end. You know, she's missing some layups that she's capable of finishing with her length over people. It's going to be hard to guard. She can post up a little bit. She can handle the ball a little bit. She can shoot a little bit. You know, she's got a pretty good skill set, you know, once she gets confidence in the offensive end. Like I said, I see her as a double-double machine the next couple of years.
So what are some of the challenges that come with being in that role of the sixth man?
You got to be ready to play. Any girl that we bring off the bench, I tell them that they've got to change the game when they come in. You know, if you're the sixth man, make them account for Lauren's rebounding. If you're a shooter, make them account for where you are. Be ready to catch it and shoot it. If you're a defensive player and they're playing 3 feet off, you've got to come in and play 2 feet off or 1 foot off. You know, you've got to change the game with your effort, intensity, whatever you do, do it well. Make them account for you.
Clay County's offense has had big gains from multiple players over the past stretch here, especially from a freshman like Bailey Burchett, who put up a 30-10 game against Red Bull and Springs. Burchett and Lauren Weaver have played well for Clay and are two players who head coach Matt Walker thinks are only scratching their potential. And welcome back to the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, here live from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. I'm joined for this fifth and final segment with my assistant director, Rusty Ellis. He is an absolute rock star, guys. If you've not met Rusty, seen some of his videos, talked to him, read any of his articles, you're really missing out. Rusty does an absolute phenomenal job for us here at UCSportsNation.com. All the videos on the site, from the interviews, highlight packages, feature stories, those are all done and edited by Rusty. He does a great job. Rusty, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing good. It's always a good day when we're here at Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive for the playbook. Always a good day.
And if you've not met Rusty, don't hold it against him. He is from Memphis and an MTSU grad. So down here in Cookeville, I know a lot of those Tech fans are not fond of the Blue Raiders there. But like I said, Rusty does a great job. And last night, Rusty, you were at the Upperman Livingston games there in Overton County. Mm-hmm. How did the girls' game shake out?
You know, I think that you could say this about both Livingston-Upperman games last night. It's very clear that Livingston studied a lot of film on Upperman, and they learned a lot from their previous matchup. As far as the girls' game went, it was a battle, and it was the exact kind of game I think the Lady Cats wanted, simply because it was muddy, it was dirty, it wasn't pretty at all, and that's how a lot of their wins are. They rely a lot on defense, they rely a lot on locking down the boards, and Upperman was only able to push the lead out when they were able to get in transition. That's their bread and butter, and it's been that all year, is using that press, using their athletes like Reagan Hurst and Brooklyn Crouch and Ayanna Levy, using their athletes like that to get out in transition to force turnovers, and that's what they were able to do in that third quarter last night.
And I don't know what the people around the Upper Cumberland have going on tonight. I know there's no playoff football on, but a big game tonight's going to be Clark Range on the girls' side. They host Stone Memorial, and Clark Range is the number 2 ranked team in 1A basketball. Stone Memorial is the number 7 ranked team in 3A basketball. And I'll say this about Clark Range. They will play anybody, anywhere, anytime. They've played Blackman this year. They've played Macon County. They're going to play Stone Memorial. All 3A teams, or Macon County's a 2A team. And I know we've seen both those teams play. Just what do you think about that game tonight?
You know, it's really a clash of styles because, you know, the Clark Range girls rely a lot on Cassie and Kaylee Monday. And, you know, we've talked several times, and the number one word that comes up when we talk about them is relentless. And that's how they are. They attack the boards. They attack whoever they're defending. They do whatever it takes to win the game. And you look at Stone Memorial, and they're a team that just from top to bottom is so solid. They move the ball well. Their guards shoot the ball well. They don't turn the ball over very much. Their post players are probably the most impressive thing I've seen, just because they're players that can beat you on the block, can beat you in the lane, and then they can step out in three and shoot it comfortably with confidence. That's a dangerous combo. The size is going to definitely probably be an issue for Clark Range, but, I mean, I think as long as they lock down the boards, this is going to be a very, very good game tonight.
And what I'm kind of really interested to see in this game and how it plays out tonight is Maddie Buck there at Stone Memorial. She's not played basketball her whole life. I think she was in gymnastics, talking to her dad, Coach Mike Buck, who's the head coach. But she's kind of built the same way as Cassie and Kaylee Monday are, kind of short but just really wound up tight, high strung, whatever you want to call it, but plays relentless. I'm really interested to see how they play, how they guard her, because over the past, I think, 7 or 8 games, Maddie is on like a 5-to-1 assist to turnover ratio and really able to dish that ball out and get it to people, get it to girls like Emma Capps and Tessa Miller, who are able to score really well. So like you said, it's going to be a really kind of stylistic matchup and going to be really fun to watch there. That atmosphere in Clark Range is just unbelievable. It's like the NBA up there.
Yeah.
On the boys' side of things last night, Warren County got a big win over the Cookeville Cavaliers, 84-69 there. And Irving Espinoza has been in a shooting slump, and he splashed out for 28 points. And then C.J. Taylor, who was here this morning, had 27 big points. You know, Warren County is improved to 2-2, 500 in that district. And, you know, they're a team that's really improving kind of here late as the season goes.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, you mentioned Irving Espinoza, and the fact of the matter is, like, for shooters, the simple way to get out of a slump is just simply keep shooting. He's not a player that lacks confidence. He's not a player that is scared to shoot the ball. I've seen him play in person multiple times. He might be one of the best shooters we cover. And that's the thing, is getting him out of that slump, along with players like C.J. Taylor and Iden Cummings and LeCedric Cox, that's the key for Warren County right there.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us this morning at Chick-fil-A on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We have a lot of games coming up this week. Clay County and Clark Range play this Tuesday. The Cab and Livingston Academy will be a great game. And then White County and Stone Memorial will be a game in that district that is in all likelihood going to settle the top 1, 2, or 3 spots. Mm-hmm. Also, we have Monterey and Clark Range. And then White and Warren County will be playing as well this week. As always, you can find how your favorite teams and high schools are doing on ucsportsnation.com. I want to thank Maddie Grider for producing the show today. Will Herron back at Stonecom Radio there, producing it from the studio. We have a special guest with us most each and every Saturday morning. Our news director, Rafferty Cleary, comes out and supports the sports department. Want to definitely thank Coach Wes and Coach Sullivan of Monterey and Van Buren County for joining us this morning. Again, I'm Justin Matheny, sports director at UC Sports Nation. I'm assisted by the gadget guy who does it all, Rusty Ellis, the assistant director. Again, thank you for joining us on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.